for more stories coming up first in the second half. A very good friend of mine, a super talented artist. Kevin, maybe you should talk to Midwest Action after the show. I don't know. He's also going to be doing a signing at the comic book store that I manage, which I'm really excited about, for his brand new book coming out November 1st called Old Gum Wrappers and Grocery List. This is Kevin Budnick.
Yeah, Kevin Budnick!
So, quick, when I originally saw, like, the Facebook event for this, I was like, oh, it's at the Black Rock. And then for some reason, I thought the theme was Hard Place. And that's real. I thought, like, oh, that's really cute. And then I looked again later and I was like, fuck, because I'm a big fan of turns of phrase.
Why I love you, Kevin.
Thanks, Eric. Also, you're the best agent ever. I'm totally going to talk to Midwest Action, I guess.
We're here.
Hey, guys. Thinking about Heartland and what that means to me, it's fall in Chicago right now, and Halloween in Chicago is one of the most, like, wistful feelings that I have memories about. I went home recently to visit my folks. I'm from here. I grew up in Chicago. And Halloween for me when I was a kid, we didn't have a house. We lived in an apartment. So it wasn't very idyllic. It wasn't going up and down the streets. It was mostly just trick-or-treating in our apartment complex. But when I was in eighth grade, we moved to, like, West Rogers Park, like Kedzie and Howard. And we got a house, and so it changed. Everything changed for Halloween for me, and, like, those big orange pumpkin bags full of leaves, like, entered my life. And people would do their lawns with giant, like, I lived down the street from this guy who was a biker, and he had, a Frankenstein riding a motorcycle, just an inflatable thing. My mom used to make these cheesecloth, like, ghosts. They're, like, it's like a craft project. You dip cheesecloth in like, sugar water, and it's starch, and it turns into a little ghost, and it's super cute. So I haven't seen my folks in a while, and I was home. I was actually picking up copies of my book that Eric mentioned. I was riding my bike, and it just rained that morning, and it was still really overcast, and it's been chilly out, and it's, honestly, to me, it's the perfect weather. It drums up all these emotions and feelings that I can only process through, I don't really know how I process them sometimes. My major emotional outlet is to draw comics about it, and I oftentimes draw a lot of things about my childhood. So I was riding my bike up through Rogers Park, and there was this giant tree. Living down in the city now, we still have trees. That's one of the coolest things about Chicago, is that it is a city that also has, you know, parks and beaches and things like that that you can easily access. But when you get just a little bit further north, you start to recognize, like, color in trees. They're, like, orange and all the things that you draw in, like, coloring books and movies that you see. And it's like, this is what fall is actually looks like for every other place in the world that's not a city. And I was struck by this giant yellow tree. And it brought up all these weird Halloween, like, all this emotion started flooding back to me and all these memories. And I was thinking about, I wrote a few down. We used to have these, like, pumpkin carving parties, and that, like, I had this very, this sense memory of those thin plastic tablecloths that you just put out for, like, parties, like, party tablecloths, and just, it's so specific and so tied to the place I grew up. I think that is the closest way I can articulate what Heartland means to me. And, oh, if I could put, like, a cheesy little button on it, I would urge anybody who's not quite sure what Heartland is to go out and find a big yellow tree. Thanks.
Kevin Budnick, man, Kevin's the best. I highly recommend you all check out his art, and the Nerdologues will definitely be posting about it when it is commercially available.